Happy 101 episode.
Happy first birthday.
Ha ha.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
My volume down? Yes.
I said I was tired as I sat down. We were discussing the time change.
So it never bothers me. And for some reason right now it's bothering me. I don't know. I'm using that as an excuse. It might not actually be. I might just be needing to go to bed earlier. But we've been watching this show and now I can't go to bed earlier.
Oh, tell me about the show.
Well, it's the one I started to tell you about. So it is called Painkiller. And it had, what? Yeah, I said Painkiller. And it is
Did you tell me about this?
I started to tell you and Bill. We didn't talk about it on the podcast.
The opioid addiction.
So this is the most eye-opening documentary. It's a documentary, but it's all actors are like portraying it. And it is eye-opening. It is like, it's so, I'm angry. Like I'm literally, it's about the drug company that created OxyContin and basically started the opioid crisis. Like it's awful.
I'm sorry. Ladies, all I can hear in my ears are you. You might need to turn it down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Turn your rat trap TikToks off.
So it's fascinating, but it will anger you. Like you are like, I cannot, it's appalling. And it's just, it's all about how addicting it is and how these people are totally normal people that got so addicted and their lives are just ruined from it. And they were moms like you and I, and just the one guy was like a hard worker, had an accident, hurt his back, doctor prescribed it. That was the end of his life. Like that was it. And it's just, it's awful. It's so sad. But it really is that it's all about greed and the money behind it. So it's insane. But so I can't go to bed because
you're watching,
I've been watching it, but I'm going to blame
the drug companies why you can't sleep.
No, I'm going to blame the time change. That's why I'm tired.
Well, I like that it's going to start getting light earlier.
I do too. But Tom and I were laughing because every single time there is a time change, it's all over the news on why we shouldn't have it and what we should do and blah, blah, blah. It's like, we're never going to change it. We shouldn't have it. It's totally dumb if you ask me.
Well, it's dark right now, but we're going to get more daylight as it goes.
For sure.
I like 9 p.m.
It makes your days longer. For sure. I think it should stay like this. So whatever. Anyways, that's what's going on.
So all. Big news.
Okay.
This is like so exciting. This weekend we had like, I love 4-H. We ended Ohio 4-H week, but we had so much 4-H. Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, lots of 4-H. So we're hatching these bantam white call duck eggs. So Ricky and Lucy, Jack's ducks that we got from a breeder. We've been sitting on their eggs in our incubator.
So I moved these are the eggs house. That I killed the first time. They all died when they were in Florida.
Well, you really didn't kill them. But I moved them to the market because I thought it might be easier to keep an eye on them. And people are in the market more, so just be more eyes. So I get a call on Sunday morning. At my parents.
I specifically said, I am not taking care of the animals if anything is due to do anything. Like scheduled to do anything. Oh, no. Nothing's going to happen. She told me.
We're going to be back. They're not due to hatch at the earliest
I went
Monday.
There at 11 o'clock Saturday night to check them. And they were fine.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Sunday morning, there's a baby duck in the incubator.
He was just hanging out in there. 8 a.m. I walk in there and he's just hanging out.
And I was so sad because I've like been waiting for this.
Yep.
So you got to reap the reward.
It was pretty cool. I opened it up. I took the shell out, which holy cannoli, that is the thickest shell. I thought it would be like a chicken egg shell, and it is not. It's very thick. So that little guy must have been exhausted from pecking through that. But he was super cute. He like, I didn't really want to touch anything because I was kind of grossed out, but whatever, I did after a while. He was cute. And then I Kristen told me that he was going to be lonely. He also knocked over every one of the other eggs. I mean, if any of them survive, he basically shook them all.
Well, our friends afterwards, they're like, oh, we forgot to tell you. We have like another incubator we put him in. I'm like, oh, we should have just gotten a second incubator.
Well, that was how when I got there in the morning, I didn't even see him in there at first because he was like kind of hiding in a corner. I saw that all the eggs were moved and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened in the last like 8 hours? Like, how could this have happened? And then I realized he was just waddling all over them.
So all of our employees at the market are so invested, they gave him a name.
I named him Chuck the Duck.
We don't even know if it's a boy or girl.
There's a stink bug right there.
Yes, there is on your puzzle. So Chuck is so cute. So he came home, then we moved him to his tub in our bathroom. So we had to wrap him in a towel when he got in the car. He went on his first car ride next door because it was too cold to take him outside. And he really is charming.
He's cute. She wants to send him away.
Well, I don't want to send him away, but we only have one duck. And animals thrive when they have more than one. So, you know.
Can't he live with your other two ducks?
So they would kill him.
Oh.
Like, even though they're his parents, like they didn't
hatch him. I feel their pain sometimes. I can respect that.
So we say it's like the children's book, Are You My Mother? Like he's trying to figure out who his mother is.
I am his mother.
It's so cute. So if it's a boy, it's going to be Chuck, apparently. But if it's a girl, we're going to call her Dana.
Dana the duck.
In her honor.
Yeah.
But we're very excited because it is very difficult to get these bantam white call ducks to hatch.
I was so nervous after he hatched that I was like, when are you coming home? I want this thing out of my care. I kept checking him every, like, literally every 10 minutes, making sure he was still alive. I was panicking all day. It was terrible.
So we're like, he's supposed to stay in there for a whole day.
I never even worried about my own kids like this. Mm-hmm. Like they took him over to the nursery at the hospital and I was like, you handle it.
So she sends me a text. We're on the way home and she's sending me pictures and links to incubators. You should get this one because it'll rotate the eggs for you.
Well,
and I'm like, well, actually, we took the rotator out.
Which is crap.
These have to be hand rolled 3 times a day.
First of all,
the special things.
Never in my life did I think that duck incubators would come up in my Facebook feed. Can we just discuss that?
Which apparently it does.
Tell me your phone's not listening to you.
Mm-hmm. So I was cracking up because I was quacking up.
Dana is shopping
incubators and like
I'm not
them to be
shopping them. They came up in my feed, but this one that came up was a lot nicer than what you have. I'm just saying.
So it's actually not as accurate. The one that we have is pretty old school, and it's the one that works. So we're going with that.
We're one for like 30 at this point. So
but
I don't know that it works.
Who have like the best duck genetics? This is what they use.
Okay.
So we're going with what they say.
I'm just saying. I mean, we're not 0 for 30, but we're like 1 for 30 in duck eggs right now.
Well, it wasn't 30, really.
Like 20.
It wasn't. It was 6, 5, 10, 50. It'll be 20 if you count Lucy's eggs that she was
that
sitting
are in
on
right
and
now.
Then she quit.
Yeah.
They're never going to hatch. They said just to throw them in there. So anyways.
Again, 1 for 20.
I know. I have a duck living
in
our bathroom.
We have a 5% success rate right now.
It's a lot of work to get these ducks. The State Fair meat turkeys came today, so I went to the post office, knock, knock, knock. 7 o'clock this morning to pick up the turkeys because the kids had to go to school. So we have those going on. So I don't know. Lots
so
going on.
Weird. It's just a very weird life you live.
Do you like Costco?
Yeah. Oh, I know you're going to make fun of me.
Yeah. So for those of you that go to Costco, I love Costco. You know how if you're a member, they send you the Costco Connection.
It's their magazine.
Do you read it from front to back?
I do.
Huh. Funny.
It's my favorite magazine.
So why do you like to read the Costco Connection?
So I discovered it when we were at a friend's house, Mike and Becky, who I don't think Mike used to listen, but I doubt he still does. We were at their house and I had to go to the bathroom. I had to poop. And that's what they had in their bathroom as their reading material. So clearly they read it as well. But it was in the bathroom and I started reading it and I was like, this is so much more than an advertisement.
Got into it.
It's got full-blown articles. Like, I actually really
enjoy
it.
What have you learned from the Costco
Nothing.
Connection?
Nothing. It's definitely doing its job in marketing and getting me to spend more money because it's exactly what I do. But I like the Costco Connection. I'm a big fan of it.
Well, I'm going to read the Costco connection next time I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, we don't have it by our toilet, so.
We'll bring it in with you next time. It's a good magazine. Okay, so that's
Dana's recommendation.
If anyone else reads the Costco connection, stand up for me. I'm just saying.
I just think it's a little weird. I read the Our Ohio magazine.
I did read that this time. That came as well. Which, for those of you that are listening that are friends with me, that is for the Ohio Farm Bureau members, which the best was I never knew I was an Ohio Farm Bureau member
OFBF.org.
until I started receiving these magazines. And I said,
it's
Bill,
a work benefit for, I said, Bill, for working at Patterson Fruit Farm.
Don't you think it's weird that it's like they just know I work on a farm? He's like, you know, they do know. Like, we told them. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
So we give it to our extra special employees. I am who extra want to special. Be, you know, get, we want to give them a little extra pat on the back for all the hard work they do.
It's a huge perk of my job.
I'm being very sarcastic.
Perk.
we have a company by membership and it allows us so many memberships.
I'm just saying, like,
you're not really that special.
She can't even let me have that. Whatever.
Oh, that's funny. So I was just reading this from the Ohio Poultry Association. Oh. All of my little weird facts. I love hard boiled eggs. I boil them usually once a week. And then we eat them for like egg salad or, you know, salads. Do you know that you're not supposed to eat them after 2 days?
I do know. And we definitely let them sit longer than 2 days.
Me too.
I mean, we will make them in literally all week. My kids eat them.
I've got to do a little more research
on
this.
No one's gotten sick. We're fine.
But no, I eat them well past 2 days.
For sure. For sure.
Like I probably sometimes like even 2 weeks.
Okay, that might be gross.
Well, after Easter, which let's talk about that when we color Easter eggs.
You know,
which
you're
we all
really not
do.
Supposed to eat them.
Yeah, and it's gross because it like goes through, and I don't like it.
Like it shouldn't be dyeing the actual white of the egg,
but it
and
does.
It does, right? Yeah.
The only dyeing of the actual egg I want is the beet juice when I've made my pickled eggs. I love those.
That sounds so gross.
I'm looking forward to those.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, you have a big monumental thing happened in your house.
Okay, so first of all, when you have this multiple children, I do love my kids, but when you have multiple children and one, like just one is not there, your entire family dynamic is changed. Mm-hmm. Like, so I basically have two kids instead of three right now because Sam is away at sixth grade camp. He went to sixth grade camp this week. He comes home tomorrow. He left yesterday morning, so they're gone for like 2.5 days. And, well, first off, I'm not saying it's better. It's just so different him not being here. But it is easier having two kids than three, for sure. But Kristen was appalled and shocked.
That's the wrong word to use, appalled.
She was shocked that when I dropped Sam off yesterday morning, I had tears in my eyes as I drove away. And, you know, I was not like, I got out of the car, I helped him get his bag out. It was just like a straight drop off. Like we couldn't walk them in or anything. So it was just like a drop off. And so
that was a good thing because they know all you parents.
For sure, for sure. And so I pull up, I get out of the car just to like help him get his bags out and stuff. And then I gave him a hug and a kiss and I like let him go. Like I didn't want to make like a big thing of it. And so he went. And then as I'm driving away, I got like teary eyed. Like I literally was like that. Like I really started crying. And I mean, I always joke. I do like that one a lot. But like.
She's texting me this. And we have another friend whose child went away to camp too. And they take their phones from them, which
is a good
thing.
Yeah, they are not allowed to have phones.
So,
to be clear, I am very, very proponent of that. Like,
Campbell,
I think,
at her sleepover on Friday night, and Jack, they took their phones.
I totally
and
think
they're teenagers.
That they,
I think you engage more. Like, it's just
for sure. You get more out of the
it's an all around good thing.
Yeah.
So, I called Dana because I'm like, are you joking? Like, you actually got teary eyed when Sam went to camp?
So, Olivia's upset because she said that when she went to her Washington, I didn't get. I said, because I was able to talk to you. Like, if I'm able to text you and talk to you throughout the week or the weekend, it's totally fine. But not being able to, like, speak to your child, like, I realized that, like, a million years of civilization went on before cell phones. Like, I'm fully aware. But we become so dependent on just being able to, like, at the drop of a hat, text your kid, hey, do you need this? Hey, do you want this? Hey, what are you doing? You know, knowing everything that your kid is doing. I mean, which really kind of sucks for them. Like when we were kids, we got away with a lot more. But like, I hate not knowing his every move.
You know that research, I just want to add this before I forget, has shown that when kids don't have their cell phones, they actually pulled them, they're actually happier.
I don't doubt it. For, there's and for zero parents too. Stress that go.
We do this to our kids because we're like, you have to have like limits on your phone right. or times or, you know, whatever it is. But we do the same thing.
For sure.
Like we are on our phones too.
Actually, they talked about this on the Today Show this morning. Or was it this morning or yesterday about the phones and parents on their phone and the parent. It was this morning.
We're and parents are
just
are.
As guilty. And is what'll happen is you're on your phone, your kid's talking to you and you're responding, but you're not really paying attention. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And like all of a sudden I've agreed to like 47 kids sleeping at my house tomorrow night, like something, you know, I'm joking, but like, you know, like I don't even know what I'm agreeing to half the time because I'm really not paying attention.
So you do get in the habit of talking to your kids, texting your kids. I get it. So I'm like, oh, come on, people. Like, suck it up. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, oh, we'll talk about that too. Oh, that's good.
We should talk about that.
But I'm like, oh, I went to sixth grade camp with my kids.
Right. So she's talking all this smack to me. She's like, I can't believe you. Nah, 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 nah. And then she says, oh, well, I did go. Okay. Okay. Now who's the crazy hovering mother? Like, are you kidding me? You went. I'm not there.
I was there.
So I do miss him. Like last night it's when I cute. Was, I like every night when Tom and I go to bed, the kids are usually sleeping. Sometimes Liv is not, but we always like peek in their bedrooms before we go to bed every night. And like, it was weird, like not peeking in on him.
Listen, wait till one goes to college.
No.
You suddenly miss to. Picking up his wrappers, his milk cups, and his open bag of chips or pretzels every night.
I know. I can't even imagine.
And I was always like, man, I don't have to pick up this stuff. And they're like, oh.
I know.
My house is clean, but there's like no fighting. And
I know. And they do say you'll miss it and yada, yada, yada. But like, I don't know that I'll miss a lot of that stuff.
Listen, I hope. I was at my friend's house. I had a realtor friend gathering for lunch back home. And she lives on the farm. They moved in from the city into the country. And she's got all of her kids that live there. And they have Sunday night dinner together. They sit around and drink wine.
Do they live in the same house?
No, they have different houses on the same property. Yeah,
so that would be great.
They all come to her house.
All about that.
For Sunday dinner.
I would love
then
that.
Then she's like, the men take the kids all out in the other room and like roughhouse and play. And like she and her daughters and daughter-in-law sit around and drink wine.
Yeah,
and
that I would be okay with.
Very fun. Mm-hmm. I look forward to that.
Because then you kind of like have your own space, but you also have family with you.
For sure.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we've got a lot of sounds going on.
It's my text.
We have to talk about Tom and the waxing. We talked about it last time.
So I bought the waxing machine and I bought a bag, a very large bag of wax. Okay. And it's the wax that Kristen told me to buy. So I bought it. And the other night we decided to wax Tom's back. I think it was like Sunday night. It took me like no exaggeration. I think 3 hours to do it. We didn't even get it all. Like we literally ran out of wax. I had to buy more wax. It got delivered yesterday. I'm giving him a break, but we're going to have to do it again.
So let's just say how much Dana enjoyed waxing poor Tom. She literally took the whole thing, was like,
I poured it,
dumped it out. So when I said, what are you going to do? Pour hot wax on him? Oh, she did. Mm-hmm. But then she's like moving it all around and poor Tom is like,
he was fine.
He was nervous though. Was and then fine. You're like, oh, it hurts. Let me pull a little faster.
Well, yeah. Like I wouldn't want to hurt him.
Is it hot?
I blew on it.
Oh, we wouldn't want it to be. Yeah. She blew on it. So poor Tom is texting like, it's not over yet. Oh, we ran out of wax. Darn.
It was hours of wax.
Thank heavens for Amazon. They overnight that stuff.
It was here yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Lots of torture happening in the Dracy house, but the good news is Tom has no hair on his back. We'll see how long this lasts.
He is so freaking hairy.
I'm suggesting you shave the sparse hairs. It's probably not worth all that wax.
No, and that's fine, but like I'm going to have to wax it again at some point.
She's like, I can't wait.
It was so much.
I don't know.
Okay, I hope you all
have. What happens in the Geraci house, we all don't want to hear about.
Listen, it's only waxing is back.
Until next time, friends, we're mismatched.
Have a good week.